It's time for Fibber, McGee, and Molly. Sundays through Thursdays, NBC brings you Fibber, McGee, and Molly transcribed. The show is written by Phil Leslie and Ralph Goodman and directed by Max Hutto. First, here are some words from our two friends that we'll let you listen in on.
McGee, I watched a little red-haired tyke buying his weekly supply of candy today.
Yeah?
2 cents for licorice whips, a penny for jawbreakers. Oh, he had every one of his pennies carefully accounted for.
Smart kid. Now, when he grows up...
I know. He'll be able to balance his checkbook.
More than that, he'll be able to handle the kind of problem a lot of folks with limited incomes face today. Budgeting for plain, everyday living expenses. And for other important things, too, like life insurance protection.
Well, that's just exactly why the Prudential Insurance Company has those easy-to-budget weekly and monthly premium plans, isn't it?
Yep. With these Prudential policies, folks who have to watch their dollars can make small weekly or monthly payments over the year and still enjoy regular life insurance protection. And for extra protection, these policies have valuable disability and accidental means death benefits.
You can get them for every member of your family in amounts from, a few $100s up to several $1,000s. And to make it really convenient, your Prudential agent calls at your home for the payments.
Yes, and your Prudential agent will be glad to drop around and give you all the details. Just call him.
If you've been around Wistful Vista in the past few days, you've noticed that the Elks Club has taken over the operation of Walt's Malt Shop and Hamburger Joint for the weekend. The food has been donated and the profits go to charity. Come on in, let's have a burger and see how business is.
Two burgers with...
Gotcha.
Side of fries. One order of genuine Southern style beef hash, please.
One gambler's special. Gotcha.
Oh, chef.
Yeah.
What happened to the bacon, tomato, and toast hole the French fries?
Coming up. Take it easy. Whew, boy, the way them women throw the orders at you. Even my own wife yelling at me. My gosh, I only got two hands.
Well, I'm ready to go, Mr. McGee, with our advertising campaign. This should bring in lots of business.
Yeah, hold on a sec, Wimp. I gotta get some more hamburgers on the fire. There, now let's see how you look. That sandwich board sign isn't gonna be too heavy for you, is it?
Heavy?
Mm-hmm.
Don't be silly. I'm powerful, Mr. McGee. I've got strength I haven't even used yet.
Good. Now, all you have to do is go down the street there in the front of the carnival.
Ham sandwich!
Ham sandwich! Walk back and forth and let everybody...
Chef!
...read our ad on there. Yeah?
What happened to my bacon tomato on?
Coming up! Because once they get a look at that sign that I painted, they'll mob this place and we'll do more business than we ever...
Coming up? McGee, you've been saying that for the past half hour now. My customer's getting... What are you made up for, Mr. Wimple?
Well, I'm going...
He's our advertising department, kiddo. Turn around, Wimp. Show her what it says on the sign.
Hurry one, hurry one, hurry one.
Those aren't ones. They're exclamation points, Molly.
Oh, hurry, hurry, hurry.
Yeah.
2-hour special starting at noon. All you can eat for a dollar?
That's it, kiddo. I just cleared it with the Elks Club Charity Committee. They gave me the okay.
But all you can eat for a dollar, that seems...
Look, we already made more than we expected to running this place over the weekend. We got nothing to lose. Either I guessed wrong and we lose a few bucks today, or I guessed right and we finish in a blaze of glory.
I voted for the idea, Mrs. McGee. I like to live dangerously.
Well, I hope it works out. Where's Mr. Wimple going with this sign of yours?
That's the big idea, kiddo. There's a lot of new customers in the neighborhood today. Open that back door a minute, Wimp. And listen, Molly...
Oh, for goodness sake. Sounds like...
Yep. Carnival. I noticed them setting up in that vacant lot down the street when I came in this morning. Carnival people are always looking for a good, inexpensive place to eat.
Well, who isn't?
It's getting close to lunchtime right now. 11:45. So off you go, Wimp. Go get him, boy. Sick him.
Oh, I'll get him. All right, folks. Step right up. Don't miss the chance of a lifetime. Get this sensational offer at Walt's Malt Shop today. Only...
Boy, look at him go. Boy, he just loves that job.
Yes, now talking about how you think of everything, what about that bacon tomato sandwich I've been waiting for?
Oh, my gosh, I did it again.
What?
Burned your toast. Quick, get it out before it catches on fire like the last time.
Oh, dear, is that what's been holding up that sandwich?
Yeah, every time the toast is ready, Cora yells.
What happened to those burgers and that ham sand?
Yeah, and every time I take a look at her, yours gets burned. Make me some toast, huh? Please?
Okay, I will.
I've got to get these burgers off the fire and stir the French fries. Gee whiz, if I thought this chef's job was going to be so complicated, I'd have taken busboy like they offered it to me in the first place.
One frankfurter sandwich, please.
One dog.
Two eggs, over easy, side of sausage, chocolate sundae, stack of wheats. What happened to my two burgers with the ham sandwich? Miss McGee, your customer just left. You got tired of waiting?
Good. Move over, dearie. I'll help you. Hand me the plates. You get the burgers. I'll get the ham sandwich if you'll hand me those pickles. Oh, the toast is burning again.
There's more fun with the McGee's shortly. Men, could this be you 4 years from today? A man skilled in the sort of technical knowledge that can pay him huge dividends the rest of his life? A man with the kind of experience that produces experts? A man with the confidence and advantages of world travel and a nation's respect and esteem? I repeat, does this sound like you 4 years from today? Well, it can be you in the United States Air Force. Yes, men, you'll go places faster as an airman in the United States Air Force. If you qualify, you'll receive the finest technical training from top experts of the country. And you'll earn while you learn. There are more than 400 different subjects in which you may train. Yes, that's right, 400 different subjects preparing you for such growing fields as radar, medicine, personnel, meteorology, and many more. So, don't delay. See your nearest Air Force recruiter right away and get the facts about your future as an airman. Remember, you'll go places faster.
Grilled cheese on!
Grilled cheese on. Put some more toast on, dearie.
Yeah, look, Molly, everything's under control now. You don't have to stay back
here.
Want
soup du jour, please?
Soup du jour, coming up. What'd you say, McGee?
I said I can take it from here. You don't have to stay in this hot kitchen.
Boy, you're so jammed up.
You go ahead and wait tables like the other girls. Help Mrs. Spradley out. She don't know what she's doing anyway.
Gosh, your boy. Hello there, Johnny. It's me, reporting for duty, as promised.
Swell, old-timer. Here's my assistant for the noon rush, Molly. So you can get back to your tables before the mob starts pouring in here.
Mob? You're being a little optimistic, ain't you, son?
Huh?
I mean, word about your cooking has gotten all over town by now, and unless we're flooded with strangers from Never Never Land, or else we start giving the stuff away...
You're right both times, Mr. Oldtimer. We are giving it away. A new idea of McGee's.
Don't you worry. We'll make money on the deal. You'll see.
And the strangers from Never Never Land are being informed right now by Mr. Wimple. He's over at the carnival, walking up and down with a sandwich sign that says, Hurry to Walt's Malt Shop, all you can eat for a dollar.
This is it.
Oh, hi, my house. There they come.
Here they come.
Heavenly days, what a mob.
Gotcha. We'll clean up, boy.
I'm Woof Woof the dog face, boy. I want to eat. Hey, looks like you're out pulling the whole dang carnival, Johnny. The indie rubber man, the dog face boy, the bearded lady.
Who's that Forrest talking to?
That's the fire eater, Dora. I seen him last year.
I don't care if you are the great flame-o. Stop eating the candles off the table.
Boy, oh boy, oh boy, there must be 40 of them. That's $40, and we'll clean up with this idea, Mom.
I hope you're right, McGee. I'd better grab some menus and get to work. Cora and Mrs. Spradley are smart. Uh-oh, look who just came in. I'll go wait on him.
Oh, my gosh. The carnival fat man.
Yeah, that's him. See what it says on his robe? 2-ton Tony.
Holy smoke. Look at the size of that mountain. He's 5 times fatter than Doc Gamble. We told Doc to eat down the street.
Hey, looks hungry, too.
I hope Molly talks him out of the expensive stuff. Tells him the cooking is lousy or something because of that.
Pair of T-bones and a dozen eggs, sunny side.
Uh-oh.
A pair of... A dozen?
A stack of wheat cakes, a stack of waffles, and a bowl of coffee with cream.
What? Oh, my gosh. Is that his idea of lunch?
No, he just said to bring him that right away, dear. He said then he'd look at the menu and order.
Turn that griddle down a little, old-timer.
Okay, Johnny. Looks like we're caught up.
Good. Now, we're ready for more orders, girls. Okay, table one. Cora.
Three new customers. Three burgers with.
Three burgers with. Okay, table two. Mrs. Spradley.
Two new customers. One ham sam, one burger.
Ham sam, a burger. Okay, table three. Molly.
Same customer. 6 more burgers, 3 malts, and 1 chocolate fudge marshmallow sundae.
Uh-oh. 2-ton Tony's still stuffing in the stuff, huh?
All the whipped cream.
All the whipped cream?
Put it in a container. Says he'll eat it on his way back to the carnival.
Oh, well, thank goodness he's going back to the carnival. I got you. Coming up. Hand me those 2 burgers, old-timer, and the next time I come up with a brilliant idea, will you do me a favor? Just kick me right in the middle of the dad-ratted toast is burning again. Boy, what a day! brother, I'm bushed. I'm beat down like a flower bed in a hailstorm.
Oh, me too, kids. Whew, I'm darned.
Gracious, I've never been so fatigued.
Yeah, pooped. What a mob.
Wildest crowd I ever saw. And did they eat?
Oh, I tell you, the way they went at it, you'd think food was going to be declared illegal tomorrow.
Especially that two-ton Tony. Ooh. I never saw anything like it. The amount of food that man consumed at a two-hour sitting is just unbelievable.
2 hours? Was he in here the whole 2 hours?
Right to the second. Got up every half hour and walked out the front door and back in again for exercise and sat down for more. Wait till you see what he gave me, though, when he left.
Gave you?
Ought to be a $50 tip for all the food he ate.
Hardly that, Cora. No, he gave me the dollar, and he said he was grateful, and he wanted me to have this.
A picture?
Autographed picture of himself and his brothers. They have a three-man act. The 10-ton triplets, they call it.
Three-man act?
See? All three of them look exactly alike. Same hairstyle, same mustache,
yeah.
Same bathrobe.
Well,
heavenly days, that walk out the front door and back every half hour? Oh, no.
Yeah!
Johnny, you don't think him and them sneaky brothers of his changed places and...
Oh, have we been took.
Oh, agony.
We'll say goodnight to Fibber and Molly in a moment. Looking for a sure way to brighten the daytime hours and speed your chores along? Just tune to NBC for the best in weekday listening, both morning and afternoon. NBC morning highlights include Mary Margaret McBride, who chats with you in her friendly and informal manner about people and places of interest, along with fascinating little everyday items that will bring out a smile as sparkling as a glint from a diamond. So make it a bright, happy habit to listen to Mary Margaret McBride each weekday morning on NBC Radio. Other favorites on NBC's morning highlights include Strike It Rich, The Show with a Heart, The Phrase That Pays, a fast and funny quiz show with Ted Brown. And in the afternoon, you'll have an opportunity to visit with your longtime radio friends, Just Plain Bill, Stella Dallas, Young Widder Brown, and for a refreshing change, listen to NBC's Hotel for Pets. For bright, sunny morning and afternoon listening, you'll find that NBC leads the rest with the best in radio entertainment.
Hey, Molly, I'm home. You still up?
Yes, I'm waiting for the financial report. Well, how'd we do?
I just finished checking out with Henry Lester at the Elks Club. Our restaurant venture, my dear, made $312.80 for the charity fund.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yep.
Even after the 10-ton Tony deal?
Yep. Some of the Elks went over to the carnival and explained that this deal was all for charity, so the 10-ton triplets apologized and paid for everything they ate. $63 worth.
How about that?
Yep.
Isn't that nice? Mm-hmm. Well, who explained it to them?
Oh, just some brother Elks of mine. Chief of police. Mayor's bodyguard. H-Bomb Hunsky, the wrestler. Just Elks.
Oh?
Good night.
Good night, all.
Fibber McGee and Molly is an NBC Radio Network production transcribed with Bill Thompson as the old-timer and Wallace Wimple, Elvia Allman as Cora, and Myra Marsh as Mrs. Bradley. Ladies, is your girdle uncomfortable? Well, tomorrow night, Mr. McGee finds out just how miserable they can make one. This is John Wall saying, don't miss this drama tomorrow on Fibber, McGee, and Molly.
Join the great Gildersleeve for more fun in Summerfield tonight on the NBC Radio Network.